'Twas the first night of Christmas a long time ago. The hillside was peaceful, the moon was aglow. The world couldn't know from what had happened before that all would remember this night evermore. The sheep on the hillside, their day's journey over, were dreaming sweet dreams of a field full of clover. The shepherds were watchful while guarding their flock. The earth was their pillow, the stars were their clock. Then all of a sudden, they jumped at the sight of a sky all ablaze with a heavenly light. They huddled in fear, and they started to rise as the lightning-like flash tore open the skies. The heavens were split like a silvery ray. The dark disappeared, and the night became day. And lo, at the end of the rainbow of light, appeared then an angel to banish their fright. The angel brought news of a birth in a manger and bade them to hasten to welcome the stranger. For Mary had just given birth to a boy whose coming would bring so much comfort and joy. A choir of angels looked down from the sky, and heavenly voices were heard from on high. Peace be on earth and goodwill to all men. The Savior has come on this night. Amen. The heavenly angels then faded from sight. The sky once again turned from day to night. The shepherds all quickly arose from the ground and hurried to go where the child would be found. As they reached Bethlehem, and the inn was in sight, from the barn came a trickle of half-hidden light. It led like a path to a soft little bed and shone very tenderly on a child's head. The child in the manger was sleeping so sound, his eyes still closed as the shepherds stood round. And from that instant of grace, on that night long ago, thousands of years would be warmed from its glow. The star in the sky twinkled down from above. The world was awakened to kindness and love. The past was forgotten and the future was bright. And the spirit of Christmas was born on that night. Adapted from an unknown source. The nation of Israel was God's chosen people long, long ago. The nation of Israel was the nation that God had chosen to bless all of the world through. That God would use them and bring blessing and peace to this earth. Yet Israel had rejected God, and God gave them over to what they wanted, which was to be like the other nations, and they found themselves in exile in the nation of Babylon, which at the time was the world's superpower. And this was an incredibly difficult time in Israel's history. In exile, separated from home. If you're here this morning, we talked a bit about that. It was a time in which they longed to be home. They realized their mistakes, and they were longing, looking, and waiting for God to redeem them. And it was in this time that one of God's prophets, named Isaiah, made a prophecy. In Isaiah 7 and verse 14, Isaiah wrote, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to you a son and call him Emmanuel." Yes, God eventually redeemed his people, rescued them, brought them back to their land, yet they continued to reject him over and over again, and they found themselves in the early first century AD in subjection to the new world superpower called Rome. And they were looking and longing for a savior once again. And it is in that time that Jesus came to earth. And as Grady read for us, Matthew 1, verse 18, it says, "This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit." And as you would imagine, both Mary and Joseph were fearful, but an angel had come to them individually and had assured them that this was the movement of God, that God was bringing about his promise that he had made so long ago, that a son would be born to a virgin, and that his name would be Emmanuel. It says, and this all took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Yes, God with us. That is all human beings want and really need, whether we realize it or not. God with us. That is all that the world has been waiting for, whether it has realized it or not. God with us. And that is all any of us are really looking for and anticipating and seeking, whether we realize it or not. God with us. You see, at that time, when Jesus was born, the world was a very dark place, not unlike today. Yet when Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, was born, God became flesh. There was a glimmer of light and hope for this dark world, unlike anything it had ever seen before. And the classic Christmas song, O Come, Emmanuel, the second or third verse reads like this. It says, O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. This is what happened when Jesus the Messiah was born. The gloomy clouds of night were dispersed, and death's dark shadows were put to flight. And you know the scene that's being described there, right? We've all seen a setting like this. Maybe it was after a dark storm, or a dark, cloudy day where it's just been cloudy all day long, and you're on the interstate going home, and you look off into the distance, and you see that light piercing through the cloud. There's something about that that just brings us to awe. It's powerful. It's just light coming through a cloud, but in the darkness and seeing that light pierce through, it just feels heavenly. It brings us to the sense of awe. And that's what it was like for Jesus to be born. The sky didn't turn to light, but it was a light piercing through the darkness of the clouds. This inbreaking of hope and of joy and of peace. The birth of Jesus, it ultimately represents not just God's Son being born, but it ultimately represents the inbreaking of God's kingdom. That God's kingdom was coming to earth. That his will might be done on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus taught his disciples to pray. That God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this was a representation of an inbreaking of that kingdom, an inbreaking of that heavenly agenda. That God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in every individual, in every family, in every neighborhood, in every city, in every state, in every country, in every continent, that would be God's will, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when Jesus was born, there was an inbreaking of light where that kingdom agenda was set forth. It's been progressing and progressing ever since. And so the birth of Jesus, because of this, is a story of joy, peace, and hope. Because it means that God began to carry out his promises. Carry out the promises that he would bless all nations. And that he would draw people near him. All of human history was pointing toward this moment. First when Christ came, but now he has came and he's gone. And now all history is continuing to point to the day that he returns. But that all began on a night when a baby was born of a virgin in an unassuming village of Bethlehem. I'll read this again. The child in the manger was sleeping so sound. His eyes were still closed as the shepherds stood round. And from that instant of grace on that night long ago, thousands of years would be warmed by the glow. The star in the sky twinkled down from above. The world was awakened to kindness and love. The past was forgotten, the future was bright, and the spirit of Christmas was born on that night. In just a moment, we're going to close by singing Silent Night. We're going to light our candles together, and we're going to sing Silent Night. Now, I know maybe this song can seem mundane, right? As we hear it on the radio, we've been hearing it all of our lives, sort of a slow song. And we've probably heard it over and over again. But what we need to see is that when Jesus came, he came in a mundane and subtle way. He didn't come bursting forth for the world to be declared that Christ has come. But instead, he came in a manger, born in a poor family in a lowly town called Bethlehem. Right? Many were longing for redemption. Many were longing for the Savior, but they didn't know him. They didn't recognize him. Many were waiting for him, but they didn't know he had arrived. And many were looking for him, but he came in such a subtle and mundane way that they never expected. It was shocking. He came born of a virgin mother in a poor household in a small village. And by all standards of announcements and arrivals, it seemed insignificant. And it wouldn't even be until 30 years later that he would even preach his first sermon. Yet on this day, or night, as the song poetically suggests, there was an inbreaking of light, of hope, of peace, of joy in a very dark world for the first time. And our world is not unlike that. And it's not unlike the one that Jesus was born into. Although the kingdom has arrived, we are still in a time in which all is not under the reign of Christ. The Christ kingdom is continuing to grow, continuing to spread, continuing to progress until he returns. And there are still those who long for him, or longing. There's this hole that needs to be filled, but they do not know him. There are still those waiting for a Savior, but they do not understand that their Savior is already here. There are still those who are looking, but do not see what God is doing through his Spirit and through his church. But then there are those who see it. They are those who long for God and find full satisfaction in Christ. They are those who are waiting for a Savior, and they rejoice because they found salvation in Jesus of Nazareth. And then there are those who are looking for God in this dark world, and they have eyes to see, and they have partnered with the Spirit through working in his church and in the kingdom, even now in the year 2023. So in a moment, as we sing this old sort of mundane song, I challenge you to look at this song anew and with fresh eyes. And imagine the light as the inbreaking, the light of the candles as the inbreaking light of the kingdom of God that Jesus brought into this earth that night he was born. And rejoice that Christ, our Savior, the one we've been longing for, waiting for, and looking for, has come into this world and is continuing to work through his Spirit and through his church to bring every single person who has tasted the darkness back into his light. That's the mission of God, and that's what he's doing. So now, let's take a moment. Let's reflect. Let's rejoice that Christ has come into the world on that silent night. And then we can say with confidence and sing with confidence about that silent night and say that God is with us. So if you will, if you'll take your candle in just a moment, if you want to go ahead and stand up together. And our ushers will go down the aisles. If you want to make sure that guard is on your candle. And the ushers will go down the aisles and they will light your candle. And if you will, pass it on to the neighbor beside you and use your candle to light theirs as well. And in just a moment, as we have done that, we will sing. And if I can, I'll ask the sound booth to kill the lights on the stage as we do so. So let's take a moment to light our candles together.